Hi, this is Mark Raven from The Lean Blog. Notorious Hollywood bad boy Charlie Sheen has been in the news almost constantly the last few days after his run-ins with producers of the show Two and a Half Men. He's been giving interviews in virtually every news outlet, NBC, ABC, entertainment shows, minor political talk radio shows. So I was surprised. I was blown away when he called into the Lean line and he wanted to talk about what he claimed he was doing during his hiatus from the show. He claimed, and you know, it's hard to tell how believable this is if he was on drugs, but he claims that he was off doing lean healthcare work and that he wanted to talk to me about this and talk to my listeners here on the Lean Blog podcast. So it's kind of a bizarre 5 minutes into Charlie Sheen's lean world. I think as you listen, you'll agree that he may have gotten a few good lean ideas, but he's probably not the kind of guy that you're going to want to bring into your hospital to implement lean. So without further ado, my interview with Charlie Sheen. Charlie, your hatred for waste, it's coming across as erratic.
Passion, my passion.
Well, it's coming across as erratic.
Right. Well, you borrow my brain for 5 seconds and just be like, dude, can't handle it. Unplug this bastard. Yeah, because it fires in a way that is, I don't know, maybe not from this particular terrestrial realm.
Well, some reports say that you just yelled and screamed at people and bullied them. Reminded them maybe of Taiichi Ono back in his Toyota days. How do you explain that sort of behavior?
Wow. What does that mean?
It means you should have respect for people, Charlie.
Wow. And then what? What's the cure? Medicine? Make me like them? Not going to happen. I'm winning. I win here and I win there. Now what?
I just think you should practice respect for people.
Shut up. Shut up. Stop. Move forward.
Okay. Well, moving on then. Are there other celebrities that have gotten interested in helping you with lean healthcare?
Yeah, like radical people like Sean Penn and Mel Gibson and Colin Farrell and just radical people. And they're not telling me what to do.
Wow. And I guess Dennis Quaid knows to keep his distance from you. But I'm curious, you know, did you get advice from any experienced lean leaders before you just jumped in?
They didn't give me any advice. And within that, there's great advice. It was just love. And so, you know, just to see, it's oftentimes says unknown, but occasionally, you know, a giant marquee name comes through on your caller ID and it's like winning.
Now, there's many that are critical of the use of isolated lean tools in the hospital workplace. When's the last time that you used lean healthcare tools?
I use a blender. I use a vacuum cleaner. I use, household items.
Okay, but when did you make this radical career change into lean healthcare?
I do not remember.
Well, okay, I guess it's understandable. But tell me about the first time when you really felt like you were making a difference, that you were changing things, that you were making an impact with lean in the hospital.
I don't know. It was a couple of days before the suits rolled in and said, change it. Change everything. We're shutting you down.
Well, isn't it true? Don't you think you got shot down because, I mean, you were making improvement, but you were really running roughshod all over the staff. You were being abusive towards people.
That's how I roll. I have one speed. I have one gear. Go. You know, I'm sorry for the guys that happened to, but, you know, you should have read the directions before you showed up at the party, you know.
Would you say you've got a well-defined strategy for implementing lean healthcare, Charlie?
No, I just have a couple of rules. I don't know if it's a strategy.
So even with the way things transpired, I mean, you improved quality, you reduced cost, you reduced patient waiting time. How did it feel to come from a point of such broken processes to a point where staff were working with you to make these sort of improvements?
It's exciting. It's exciting. I've come back from a place that, you know, people can put labels on it and they can figure all this stuff out. They can try to like normalize it, boring, stupid, you know, and it's fine. But for me, it's I've just answered to a higher calling and it happened in the blink of an eye and I'm totally excited by it, you know.
Are you afraid that the hospital you worked with is going to backslide and go back to the way it used to be?
No.
Why?
Because I'm not going to, period, the end.
How did you change your old way of thinking to lean thinking?
I blinked and I cured my brain. That's how. Everybody has the power just because everybody, you know, can't is the cancer of happen. Can't is the cancer of happen. I can't do it. The Nike slogan doesn't say just try it. Oh, okay. Just try it. No, just do it, man.
Did you love doing lean?
I mean, what's not to love?
So why'd you love it?
Epic. The run I was on made Sinatra, Flynn, Jagger, Richards, all of them just look like, you know, droopy-eyed, armless children.
Well, I really learned something today because I did not realize that Sinatra and all of those other pop icons got involved with lean healthcare at one time or another. I'm sure, I mean, it wasn't even called lean when Sinatra was doing it.
I'm proud of what I've created. It was radical.
You keep using the word radical. Why was lean healthcare so radical to you and the people you worked with?
Because I exposed people to magic. I exposed them to something they're never otherwise going to see in their boring, normal lives. And I gave that to them.
Well, Charlie, I keep harping on the respect for people thing, but it's not very respectful to refer to these boring little lives, these people you were helping.
I may forget about them tomorrow, but they'll live with that memory for the rest of their lives. And that's a gift, man.
Yeah, I'm not really sure it was a gift. Now, part of the reason that the suits, as you called them, came and dragged you away is that people were getting laid off as a result of these lean improvements. And you know, Charlie, that, you know, if you'd gotten good advice, you're not supposed to do that with lean.
I just, you know, that's got nothing to do with me. That's all on her. And if she does, I'm sorry.
So why are you trying to get out of lean healthcare and trying to get back into acting?
Bored the hell out of me after a while. I was like, okay, let's try something else.
Charlie, you've been accused of being a drug of the month guy, and now I guess you are a program of the month guy. I'm sorry to hear that.
I'm not interested in what people believe. I'm interested in what I believe, and I believe in the truth.
Well, that was Charlie Sheen calling into the Lean line. You can call me anytime at 817-776-LEAN. If you've got a question about Lean or something you want to address or talk about here on the podcast, even if you're not a crazy, supposedly formerly drug-addicted Hollywood celebrity. This has been Mark Graben. You can listen to all of the past episodes at leanpodcast.org and visit the blog, leanblog.org.